FreeWealth.com.
Hey, good morning, St. Louis, and this is Mind Games Radio, the psychology of performance, the show that examines the connection between belief and how well we perform in a variety of roles in our life. And what we like to do on our show is we like to talk to top performers and learn from them and find out what it takes to be a top performer. And so often it goes back to that belief system, the belief in what they're doing. My name is Tom Mickler. I am your host for the show, and I am joined this morning by my producer, Rob Stagenborg. Good morning, Rob. How are you? Good
morning, Tom. I'll tell you, a little chilly. A little chilly. It's been a weird week, hasn't it, here in St. Louis?
It has been. You know, it's been a different kind of winter for us. You know, kind of keep your fingers crossed and see if we can escape alive. But if you've lived in St. Louis long enough, you really always usually have that fear that it's going to catch up with us.
I'll tell you what. I've got to tell you, I'm really excited about today's show because we're talking about our favorite subject, food, but my sub-subject of steaks. I'm a huge man, huge steak man, so I'm looking forward to talking about that.
I am too, and we're going to talk about a place where you can go and you can pretty much cut your steak with a fork. So, but this is an industry, Rob, as you well know, that it's difficult to survive in.
Oh, sure.
I don't know, you know, what the percentages are as far as one out of how many actually make it, but the long hours, the challenge to consistently meet a high level of quality every day, day in, day out, and your reputation's on the line with every plate, I guess, that you put out. So we're gonna be joined today by the owner of Citizen Kane's Steakhouse. Mr. Frank Kane is going to join us in a couple of minutes. But Rob, I wanted to step back for a second. You talked about the weather, and you know, obviously the weather can play a lot of havoc with our health and how we feel and so on and so forth. And a few weeks back, I came down with the flu, and I had it for a solid week. So I ended up watching a lot of TV. And first of all, and I have cable, and first thing I'll tell you is, you know, there's still not a lot of good stuff on TV from my point of view. But I came across a show I'd never seen before, and I'm a foodie. I love to cook. Took a number of classes as far as instruction from some of the top chefs in the area a few years back and learned a lot from them and really enjoyed it. But I came across this show by the name of Kitchen Nightmares. Have you ever seen the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Chef Gordon Ramsay, and he used to do Hell's Kitchen. He started as a show on Fox, which was very different from anything that I'd ever seen. I actually was a big fan of Hell's Kitchen. Kind of got into Kitchen Nightmares a little bit, and then just because of the way when it was on. But that's I think I like Kitchen Nightmares better. I think the concept's a lot more palatable than Hell's Kitchen, which was a reality show competition for cooks. But this guy, talk about that show. He really goes into places and turns places around.
Well, first of all, I'd seen the advertisements for Hell's Kitchen, and I was so turned off by just watching the advertisement of this guy. I thought, I'm not going to spend my time watching this guy.
He looks
like a
madman.
He definitely
makes an impression, doesn't he?
Oh, he really does. But so, you know, I'm laid up for a week, and I watch this show. And what this show is about is Ramsay comes into restaurants that are failing. They're clearly failing. The places are empty. The owners are saying we're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. We don't know why. And the show follows a predictable script. He comes in, meets the owners, meets the chef. He tastes the food. And on a regular basis, there are one or two reactions from the owner and the chef. It's either one of, oh, my gosh, he's going to taste our food. Yeah. And they're trembling in their boots.
Exactly.
Or they're just so confident that they've got the greatest show in town, and yet there's nobody in their restaurant.
Yeah, a lot of – I really love that. The portion of that show that I love is when he sits down and he actually eats the plate, because some people on the staff are just nervous, like, oh, no, what's going on? And then there's the arrogant people like, ah, we're so-and-so. He's going to love our food. And Ramsay just gives it to him. He doesn't cut any corners.
Gosh.
Like, this is like dog food. You know, it's really, really biting commentary.
He's not there to make any friends.
No,
he's not. But you know what, though? One of the things that came through to me was that he really cared about the mission, so to speak, of that organization, that restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he knows what it takes.
Sure.
You know, he owns 12 restaurants, so he has a background of success. Frank Kane at Citizen Kane's has that same background of success because and when we bring Frank on in a minute, we're going to get his history as far as this restaurant is concerned. And I've known Frank for most of my life. And didn't know this was the direction he was headed in, but it seemed to me, and Frank can talk to us about this, that as soon as he opened his doors, it was immediately successful and has only gone to another level. So we're going to talk about what it takes to be successful in a very challenging industry. I'm going to ask Matt to take us to a break here in a second whenever he's ready for us, but
I just say one thing about the Gordon Ramsay? One of my favorite shows, you may have seen this, was a husband and wife owned this restaurant, and they were literally on the verge of divorce because the restaurant was so causing so many problems in their life. And, kind of put a nice little lovely, coat on this. You know, Ramsay, by saving the restaurant, actually kind of made their marriage a little bit better. They were able to see their strengths and weaknesses, and they knew when to step out of the way and the other one. And it was very interesting, that dynamic, but it took him walking in and just breaking that thing apart.
Well, it did, and you'll see him actually really, in a sense, transform these people's lives because they've slipped into some level of mediocrity.
Sure.
And he brings them in and confronts them, and they realize they've let things slide. And he helps them reach a higher level of performance. So we're going to take a break for a second, but when we return, we're going to be joined by Frank Kane of Citizen Canes. This is going to be a fun one, folks. KFNS 590 The Fan, KFNS.com.